Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Our summer ministry season has now wrapped up, and many children this summer have heard the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially through the 5-Day Club Summer Ministry. And today in our program, we have Jill Hostetler, who serves as the CEF of Illinois Assistant State Director, and she helps me in so many ways, but also one of her main jobs during the summertime is overseeing all the state office summer missionaries. Jill, we're so glad you could be with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know what? You have a huge job of the summer ministry and overseeing all the 5-Day Clubs. So I just wanted to ask you, how did the summer ministry this summer go with the 5-Day Clubs?
Well, we had a wonderful summer. This year, the planning actually began in January, where we had, I was a bit surprised by it, but we had some churches and individuals call very early and schedule those 5-Day Clubs. And so we were really excited to see all that was scheduled even before we had the missionaries. So we kind of had to pray and trust the Lord to bring us a team of missionaries. And we were very excited to have 6 summer missionaries that served with us just in this central Illinois area. And so it was wonderful. They did a great job and they served faithfully these past 7 weeks. So we had 21 clubs and we were able to reach close to 400 children with the gospel message. So it really was a great success.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, didn't we have kind of an unusual summer where we had 5-Day Clubs that were not just in like people's backyards, but where churches were calling you? And didn't we have like a lot of kind of like vacation Bible school / 5-Day Clubs this summer?
Yeah, we did. And that was a lot of who called us was churches. Several churches wanted to utilize the 5-Day Clubs for their vacation Bible schools. And so that was really an exciting thing. You know, some churches are smaller, and so maybe they don't have the people that can really take on something as big as a vacation Bible school and all the volunteers that are needed. And so they can have us come in and do a 5-Day Club where we already have our missionaries trained. We already have material and other supplements that we can really do a fantastic job for them. And the goal of most VBSs is to be an outreach. And that's really the goal of 5-Day Club, is to be an outreach. So it really works well.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me, like, we're getting all, I remember you're saying way back in about that time, you said, we're getting all these clubs. Where are the summer missionaries going to come from? And then we started getting the summer missionaries. Then it was like flip, and it was the opposite. We're like, okay,
yes,
Now we need more clubs.
Yes.
But did it all work out?
Yeah, it certainly did. And we were very thankful just for God's provision and bringing clubs. And we had some new clubs, and then we had some people that, you know, have had clubs faithfully the past, you know, several years. So it was a really good mix.
So just give us an idea, where are these 5-Day Clubs? Where did they all go?
Well, we did some in, you know, right here in the Peoria area, but we also do some on the outskirts. You know, we had a week in Bloomington, we had a club in Normal, and we had another week where we had one in Bloomington. We service the Secor area, which is out kind of by Roanoke. So that was wonderful. We did some in Washington. This week we had in Bartonville area, so we've really gone here and there. We also have Chillicothe this week too. So,
wow, I think you put a lot of miles on those cars.
Yeah, we sure did. Yes.
But at the same time, you not only were overseeing the summer missionary team here, but because we're the state office, I mean, you're the assistant state director and I'm the state director, but also as a state office, we have responsibility for all the areas in our state where there is no existing local chapter. And so you had the wonderful privilege to also oversee those pioneer areas like the Gateway, Lincolnland, and also Southern Illinois. So you had additional summer missionaries and 5-Day Clubs. So how did all that work out too?
Right. Well, at the beginning, at the just planning stages, you know, I thought, boy, this is really going to be a lot. But God provided people to really help. So we had a great team. You know, God provided Robin Williams to kind of spearhead and plan that Southern Illinois area and set up those clubs. And even the summer missionaries' parents took that responsibility on themselves, which was amazing. And then we also had Victor Angulo, who has been a guest in the past on your radio program, but God just provided him and provided just those areas for them to do five-day clubs. So they had 3 weeks. Southern Illinois had 4 weeks. And then our area, we had 7. So it was just a wonderful way that God just brought everyone together. So no, it didn't end up being a lot on my shoulders. And then the Lord also provided a summer intern for me and for our local office. So Jessica Riley took on that position. And, you know, she began at the beginning of the summer saying, oh, this seems so overwhelming. You know, it was a new responsibility for her, but she did a fantastic job. So no, I don't feel, even though we're at the end of the summer, I don't feel, you know, like, oh, I'm just so fried or I'm just so, you know, tired, because I feel like God just provided so many people to help.
And also Shelby mm-hmm. Musselman also helped. Yes. Victor down there as well. Yes. So do you have any idea where we landed at for the whole state office? So at one, we're basically, when the 5 day clubs were going on, not only 5 day clubs were going on here in Central Illinois, but maybe also at the same time, 5 day clubs were happening in Southern Illinois, then also Gateway and Lincoln Land. So we actually had 3 teams going all out, you know, all summer long, that were overlapping each other. So we had 3
Absolutely.
Separate teams ministering all over the state.
Yeah. And they did probably close to, you know, combined with both of them combined, they did an additional 15 clubs at least. So I would love to see when the numbers all come in at the end of the summer. But I'm sure we probably reached well over, you know, 800 children throughout the summer. So it was just really amazing to see all that God did.
That is. It's just some awesome, and just see how God expands us. I mean, you and I have been serving with CF for a long time. You're at 14 years or, you know, and serving. Mm-hmm. Just, isn't it neat to see how God just keeps pushing us out of the box? And yet at the same time, it's not because we came up with it. It's because God is the one that's providing for that every step of the way.
Exactly.
So why do you think that the 5 Day Club ministry, is it an effective ministry? And why is it an effective ministry in reaching children for Christ?
I think, you know, the summer has just been traditionally a great time where there's a break from school, and people, many Christian families are just looking, and churches even, are looking to do an outreach, to do, you know, have something where they can invite those neighborhood children to come into their home, and it just gives them that opportunity to be a Christian witness, and that's what a 5 day club does. You know, our hosts don't have to do a lot of, they don't have to do any of the teaching. All they have to do is invite the children and provide that snack. And those children are able to come and they hear a, you know, just a gospel, clear gospel presentation. And the 5 day club is designed in a way that it's fun, that we have games, and we call it a high octane 5 day club, meaning it, we do fun games with a parachute and, you know, all sorts of other items. They come with this big toad and, you know, just a lot of fun that it begins with. And we connect with the children. There's great songs that last, you know, those songs just get kind of stuck in their head throughout, and they're always, it's always has a clear gospel message. Mm. And we're always giving that invitation for those that maybe have not trusted in Christ as their Savior, giving them an opportunity to do so. And then even for the saved child, there's things for them too, for those families who, you know, are training their children in the ways of the Lord. There's challenges for them with the missions time to consecrate their lives to the Lord. So there is so much. It's such a rich thing that we are able to put in just an hour and a half. Just it's a power punch of a Sunday school. And so it's just really an exciting program. And we've seen so many testimonies of, you know, children that have come, and maybe they say, oh, I didn't get very many new kids, but those children have come. They heard a clear mm-hmm. gospel presentation, and many of them will make professions of faith. And so it's really exciting.
I know I was a little bit more removed from the ministry. I mean, you were more close up and mm-hmm. and overseeing the summer missionaries that God has given to us. But almost not a week went by before I heard, or even days would go by where I would hear, you know, Jessica coming back or Rebecca coming back or the different summer missionaries and saying, hey, three children received Christ today. I mean, it's just awesome. And then they're coming back and they're like high-fiving. It's like, you know, this is what God did this summer. I mean, it's just amazing how God worked through our summer missionaries, but also he was not just working through our summer missionaries, but also in them. Do you have an opportunity to pour into these summer missionaries that you oversee too?
Absolutely. You know, when I first came into the ministry, it was during the summer, and the way that the Lord impacted my life through just the training that I received and then the mentoring that summer, that just very first summer that I started serving with CEF, it's just a tremendous thing. And so it's such a blessing to be able to do that. We meet for prayer and devotions in the mornings and just encourage them along the way. You know, I know many of the life lessons that God is teaching them this summer, they're going to take through the rest of their lives. And so just even the fact that they're able to now do a clear gospel presentation, I mean, that in itself is an invaluable life tool that they'll always have with them. So it's just a great joy to be able to be part of that.
It's just so neat. I mean, every one of our summer missionary students, they're at different places and mm-hmm. their walk with the Lord and different things like that, but just need to see them grow. You know, from this is where they were at the beginning of the summer, now this is where they are at the end, and we want to see them continue. Just like we were talking before with Chris Kalel last week on our program, mm-hmm. our camps, our missionaries, we want to see them continue to grow in their relationship with the Lord.
Absolutely.
So now that summer is over, so what's next for you?
Yeah, we are already planning for our fall ministry, which is the Good News Club. And Good News Club is a weekly ministry that meets once a week after school for an hour and a half. It's very similar to a five-day club, but it's held during the school year. So we're already scheduling trainings and looking through the curriculum that we're going to be training the volunteers on for that.
So if a church is interested in adopting a local elementary school to start an after-school Good News Club, what does that look like and how does that all work?
Yeah, well, there are certain things that we, the CEF state office, will do for them. So we provide the materials, we provide training, we provide mentoring, we help them get started, and we also do all of the administrative work, such as contacting the school, getting that initial permission, and setting those details in place. And then they provide the volunteers, and so they're the ones that actually teach the Good News Club on a weekly basis. So we help assist them, but they will actually be the ones that go into the school and really teach those children on a weekly basis.
And we've really been seeing God work in getting Good News Club started in this area in central Illinois. But just like the summer ministry, he's expanding our borders again. It's like catching fire down there in southern Illinois and now the Gateway Lincolnland chapter. So, well, I know you're going to really have your hands full this fall and all the ministries that we're now transitioning into for the school year. So how can we be praying for you?
Well, you can just really be praying for new church partnerships for the Peoria area, and then also for those relationships to be strengthened with our existing Good News Clubs.
Well, you know, we absolutely need the body of Christ working together because we can't do this by ourselves. It has to be a team. You know, I was just looking in Ephesians chapter 2 this morning, and it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And Joe, I just want to thank you that you said yes to Jesus all those years ago, but not just then, but you're saying yes every day, doing the good works that he has created you in Christ to do. So thank you for serving the Lord faithfully all of these years. And we also want to thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations as we seek to go forward in sharing the good news of the gospel with children.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.